Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And a big warm welcome to Julie Masoi from the School of Biological Sciences. Morena.
Morena. Good morning.
Now, Julie, we have got another interesting topic this morning. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about circadian rhythm. So I guess this is kind of sort of related. Well, we're talking about sleep disruption this morning and your study of probably our cutest cutest little guys that we talked about, some zebra finches.
Yep.
You are studying zebra finches and the impact of sleep disruption on zebra finches.
Yeah, that's correct.
First and foremost, these are cute little Australian birds that are sometimes kept as pets in Aotearoa. But why have they made a particularly good candidate to study?
This is a very good question because zebra finches is actually not, I guess, our main focus. Well, our main focus is the impacts of sleep on vocalizations and communication in general.
Yes.
And zebra finches happen to be a great study species.
Yeah.
First, because they are, just like humans, they learn how they vocalize.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are little babies, they are learning from their parents, and then they continue learning until they are adults. And then also because they are tiny and super, I guess, friendly and easy to care for since people keep them as pets. But also we know a lot about them. We call them the mice of the bird world. So you know how mice are super well studied in science. Zebra finches are the bird ones. We know a lot about them. So.
Is it because they're so cute?
Not specifically. I think it's because someone decided to do it, and then they are simple and small birds, and they are able to do lots of studies on them. So, yeah, that's why we decided.
What are some of the common causes of sleep disruption, and how does sleep disruption affect communication, speech, or bird song?
Yeah, so I guess it depends. For us humans, there are lots of things that can keep us awake. If you have kids, you'll know very well about that, or even a noisy neighbor or something. But birds are also affected how they communicate, how they sleep at night. So light pollution is one example. Mm. Noise pollution, fireworks, or even things as natural as a predator or a heavy rain or something like that can keep them awake.
Yes. And now, I mean, you are obviously studying the effects of poor sleep. I mean, how do you specifically study the effect of poor sleep on the zebra finch's song performance?
Yeah, there are different ways that we can do that. So we can give them things like light pollution or noise pollution and things like that to see, and then record their vocalizations before they had the sleep disturbance, mm-hmm. and then after. There are other ways of keeping these little birds asleep, and we don't keep them for too long. We keep them asleep just for a couple of those disturbances just for a couple of days. But we're already able to see that they are singing differently. So compared to before a sleep disturbance, they have less songs, they change how their songs sound, their songs can be less complex. So these are some things that we've seen, not on zebra finches, but on common mynas, that is in a previous study that we've done, and in Australian magpies as well. And now with the zebra finches, we're trying to understand a little bit more, not only how they sleep and how they communicate as adults, but also if they have their sleep disturbed when they are young, when they are learning those vocalizations, are they going to be adults that are singing not as well as well?
Yeah.
So birds that are out in nature and have their nests near busy roads or urban environments, maybe they are being affected more than we know.
But what role does song play in the life of the zebra finch? And why is it important for, like, say, their reproduction or just general survival?
Yeah, lots of birds use songs for communicating with each other in different ways. They can be protecting their territory, so kind of keep out, but also things like attracting mates. They want to sing and sing well. a lot of different studies showed that birds that sing more complex songs or louder songs on different songs end up having better mates and better babies later on, and then therefore continuing on. But they could even be warning their mates for predators and things like that. So sleeping worse and then singing worse might affect how they survive, how they reproduce, and lots of other things.
What's the potential ecological significance of understanding how sleep disruption affects bird communication?
I guess different things. We can understand a bit more on... So the idea that we're looking at is that sleep might be affecting their learning and understanding how birds learn and how they learn their song and what are the things that could possibly affect that might then make us understand how to prevent those things and how to keep maybe light pollution, like we know that affect a lot of animals and insects and things like that, are not only affecting where the birds are, but also how they are and their well-being and their survival. So there are different ways that we can look at that. So understanding the general concept, we can then apply onto multiple things.
Yes. And now, what are some of the potential consequences for bird populations if sleep disruptions significantly affect their communication?
So they might decide to just go away. They might decide, I'm not going to sleep near the city. And that's what's happening in with a lot of our native birds. They are just going away and sleeping somewhere where it's quieter. And that's why you don't see as many native birds in the city. But some birds don't have that choice. Some birds, because of the competition that is outside of the cities, they might then still have to be around here. And then they might just not being able to find their mates, might not be able to have babies, and that decreases the population of that species, or just have a bad time.
Okay. One last question for you. How does your research on birds contribute to our broader understanding of the impacts of sleep disruption across species?
So one interesting thing is that songbirds, including the zebra finches, they learn their vocalizations just like in humans and when they're young. And they have different stages that are very similar to humans. They have this babble stage and their training stage and practice stage in a period. So we can, not directly, but kind of compare what how birds vocalize and learn the vocalizations and what are affecting those things with also humans. We know that little babies that have a bad night of sleep are also having a hard time learning their language and learning how to speak. So instead of keeping little babies awake, which is not really doable, we can do this with birds for a short period of time and trying to understand a bit more and then link and understand more how sleep is important for us as well as humans.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Julie from the School of Biological Sciences, thank you so much.
Thank
if people want to keep an eye out for your research, does it is it being published or shared anywhere?
So we have on a couple of papers that we have published, and I usually post on my Blue Sky website as well, JGMUSSOI. You'll find some stuff in there, and my website as well, JGMUSSOI.com. I'll try to share as much as possible so people can, and also people can just come and contact me if they have any questions.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you very much, and all the best for the rest of your research.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.